what we did yesterday essentially was the main state agencies who provide services into Inishowen had a meeting at a fairly senior level in terms of having the person overall responsibility for the HSE services in the county manager, the chief superintendent of the Gardaí, the VEC, and indeed the mayor of Buncrana, and the Inishowen partnership company met for two purposes. One, to review the current state of play in terms of services provided and the response to date, and secondly, to start some preliminary discussions in terms of what might be required into the future over the next month and indeed year or so.
Early reports late last week were suggesting that people that wish to perhaps access some sort of support services could face long delays. Are you hopeful that some mechanism can be put in place, or perhaps even exists, where people can get more immediate help or counsel if required?
Absolutely. I mean, it is our intention, obviously, to fast-track any referrals where people are in need of services from the HSE or indeed the other agencies, and that's part of the planning that we're now engaged in. I suppose to date our initial response obviously has been the more immediate issues in terms of support to both bereaved families and injured families, and indeed maybe the frontline workers who responded to the accident, and then to provide the information and support line for the initial period, and then maybe make more available information leaflets and indeed supports to people who might be vulnerable in the area. So it is our intention over the next period, obviously, to continue with the information and support line to provide support to the bereaved and indeed injured family, and also, as you said, to fast-track any referrals to HSE and other services where people need support over the next few months.
And I suppose what we're talking about there is one-on-one, because with the best will in the world, phone lines can offer a certain level of assistance, but when the dust settles, if you like, perhaps people need more intense help. You say about fast-tracking that. Are you able to give some sort of a time frame?
Yes, indeed what we can say is there will be no delays in terms of responding to individuals who feel a bit vulnerable or in need of services arising from the incident. And there is a lot of people affected. People have different needs and will have different needs over the next few months, and we will attempt to resolve those and provide the supports to people as they're required to them. Clearly, all services are under pressure in terms of the overall level of supports available, and that's something we will be looking at more into the long term for Inishowen.